Madhava Kanja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kanja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Jivarnadi. Gopi Jana Vallava Jivarnadi. Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Bhana Chandi Yamuna Tira Vana Chandi Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Girivarnadi Gopi Jana Vallava Girivarnadi Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chandi Yamuna Tira Vana Chandi Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jai Gurudev. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jai Gurudev. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Gaur Hari Gaur
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivaja Gacharyas Tu Terasita Sisimad Divine Grace His Confound Acharya Jagat Guru Svesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sala Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivaja Gacharyas Tu Terasita Sisimad Divine Grace Sala Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Chakri Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantagati Vaishnavrindi Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridasa Kur Ki Jai Prem Sri Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gauravadam Ki Jai Vrindavandam Ki Jai Mathuradam Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapuram Ki Jai Jagannath Puridam Ki Jai Jagannath Balade Subhadra Devi Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Ganges Mai Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande All glories assembled devotees All glories assembled devotees All glories assembled devotees All glory to Sisi Guru Sri Gauranga Namam Vishnu Pati Krishna Pita Vita Vishnu Pati Bhakti Chuta Sham Namasya Krishna Pabara Shatana Shri Gaura Karana Shakti Bhakti Chuta Sham Narayanam Namaskritya Aram Chaiva Narottamam Divim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Ashtaprayesha Bhadresu Ityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloki Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतपादकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगणा ललितश्रीविशकान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपीश गोपिकाकंठ हरकंठ नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्येव च पतितानं पावेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवत्सादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ग्रंथ श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय प्रभुपादि की जय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28. Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Text number 35 and 36. Tatra Chandravasa Nama Tamraparni Patodaka Tatpunya Salilai Nityam Vayatradmano Mrijan Kandarasidhi, Kandarasidhi, Mula, Palai, Puspa, Paranais, Trinodakai, Varatamana, Sanai, Gatra, Karasanam, Tapa, Astitaha, Tatra Chandra Vasanama Tamra Parni Patodaka Tatpunya Salile Dityam Ubhaya Tratmano Mrijan Kandarasi Kandarastibiri mula falai Pushpa paranayas trinodakai Vartamana saniri gatra Karasanam tapa ashtita Tatra De Chandravasa, the Chandravasa river, Nama named Tamra parani. E tamra parani riva. Batu daka. E batu daka riva. Tat of those rivers. Ponya pious. Salilai. What the waters. Nityam daily. Ubayatra in both ways. Atmana of himself. Mrijan washing. Kanda bulbs. Ashtivi by the seeds. Mula roots. Palai by fruit. Pushpa flowers. Paranoi and by leaves. Trina grass. Odakai and by water. Varatamana subsisting. Sonai gradually. Gatra his body. Karasanam rendering thin. Tapa austerity. Ashtita he underwent. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the province of Kulachala, there were rivers named Chandravasa, Tamraparni, and Patodaka. King Malyadwaj used to go to those pious rivers regularly and take his bath there. Thus, he purified himself externally and internally. He took his bath and ate bulbs, seeds, leaves, flowers, roots, fruits, and grasses, and drank water. In this way, he underwent severe austerities. Eventually, he became very skinny. Let's repeat. In the province of Kulachala, there were rivers named Chandravasa, Tamraparni, and Batodaka. King Malyadwaj used to go to those pious rivers regularly and took his bath there. Thus, he purified himself externally and internally. He took his bath and ate bulbs, seeds, leaves, flowers, roots, fruits, and grasses, and drank water. In this way, he underwent severe austerities. Eventually, he became very skinny. We can definitely see that to advance in Krishna consciousness, one must control his bodily weight. If one becomes too fat, it is to be assumed that he is not advancing spiritually. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura severely criticized his fat disciples. The idea is that one who intends to advance in Krishna consciousness must not eat very much. Devotees used to go to the high hills or mountains on pilgrimages. But such severe austerities are not possible in these days. One should instead eat only prasad and no more than required. According to the Vaishnava calendar, there are many fasts, such as Ekadasi and the appearance and disappearance days of God and His devotees. All of these are meant to decrease the fat within the body, so that one will not sleep more than desired and will not become inactive and lazy. Overindulgence in food will cause a man to sleep more than required. This human form of life is meant for austerity, and austerity means controlling sex, food intake, etc. In this way, time can be saved for spiritual activity, and one can purify himself both externally and internally. Thus, both body and mind can be cleansed. That is the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 35 and 36 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, entitled Puranjana Becomes a Woman in Next Life. Hare Krishna! Maharaj Malaya Dwaj. Is performing severe austerity. Why is he performing such rigorous austerity? And where does his strength come from? Where did he get the strength to perform this austerity? The strength is coming from his determination to attain pure love of Godhead. Determination is the motivating force, because he wanted the supreme personality of Godhead. If he could do this, he is eating just to keep the body. Therefore, he did not eat more than necessary. He ate only what was required to keep his body so he could perform his austerity to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Boga Tyaga Krishna Pritye. We sacrifice the demands of the body to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not to get anything else. It is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one knows the goal of Krishna, the goal of Krishna consciousness is pure love for Krishna, such a person can do anything to get it. And Rupa Goswami advised us to do that. Pure love of Godhead is not easy. It's not easily available. If one sees it anywhere, please pay any price. Malaya Dwaj is paying the price because he knows the goal. He has gone to his holy rivers. And daily he is taking bath and taking the water. In this way, he is purified outside and inside. Outside, he is not dirty. Dirtiness is not austerity. Cleanliness is austerity.
So he's clean outside and he's clean outside. Outside, he's taking bath regularly and keeping everything clean. Inside, he is taking water and meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, austerity is very, very important. Tapasheva param jyotim bhagavantam adoksaje. Tapasya eva. Austerity is necessary. It is compulsory, not an option. Why? It purifies the performer. So people who do austerity, they are not fools. They know. In proper mention here, Ekadasi, in chapter 9 of our Gita, text 14, in the purpose, the Prabhupada said, there are certain days which are called determined, like Ekadasi, Janmashtami, God Purnima, etc. Ramadami, Drisinga Chaturdasi. These days are called determined. Determined. Why? These are Krishna's costless mercy for living entities to get purified. Lord Krishna's costless mercy for us to get purified. But we see on a courtesy day, many devotees eat more than a normal day. And they also distribute grains on the courtesy day. This is very, very inauspicious. Why? Why should a devotee give poison to people? That's our business. The Prabhupada said, we Indians, our duty is to do good. So what do you distribute grains on our courtesy day? Is that good? Is that a duty for Indians? Is that Indian duty? To give grains to people in Ekadasi? I'm asking. I don't know. I'm asking. You ask question to know. So I want to know. Is it Indian's duty to give grains to people in Ekadasi? Why do we do it? This is what Prabhupada said. He's giving a lecture on Bhagavatam 111. 111. This is what he said. Para upaka. He quoted this verse in that lecture. Para upaka. Our duty, we Indians, our duty is to do good to people, to give people Christian consciousness, not grains on the Ekadasi. Don't give grains to someone on the Ekadasi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't ask his mother for benediction. The only benediction he asked, my dear mother, never even in sleep take grains. What is the meaning of that? What is the meaning? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, is asking only benediction that one should not eat grains on the Ekadasi day. Even in the sleep, do not eat grains. And Prema Vibharata is a book by Jagadananda Pandit. There, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannapur, he told devotees, today is Ekadasi. No one should remember food. No one should remember food. Today, the only business is chanting and hearing about Krishna. That's the only business. Even Mahaprasadam, do not take it. Keep it for tomorrow. And Ekadasi day, we are eating 56 preparations and distributing grains. that is not doing good. That is not the business of Indians. The Indian business is to do good. Giving grains on the currency is dangerous. It is destructive. Very destructive. In this way, when we keep this fast in proper state, the fat in the body will be removed. And we have a good health to chant Hare Krishna very nicely with concentration. When you eat 11 o'clock in the night, 11 o'clock, you are still eating. Even animals doesn't eat beyond 6 o'clock. Animals, they don't see 6 o'clock, finish, no more food. Human beings are eating 11 o'clock in the night. In the name of programs. Programs. Is it not? In the name of programs, we have preached Christian consciousness and delivered millions of people. So what is wrong with that? Prasadam. But you are not going to wake early morning tomorrow. And even if you wake up, you are not going to chant attentively because the body will be reacting to your eating late. Want to chant, and the body will tell you, yeah, you want to chant, but I want to sleep because I need to sleep. So austerity is for human beings. Austerity is not for animals. Austerity is for human beings. Only human beings do austerity. Because the understanding is there that I want to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by reducing the demands of the body. Naturally, the spiritual demand will be high. We give importance to spiritual demand. This is the intention of Lord Krishna, making all these wonderful days, Prabhupada said, determined days. Krishna gave determined days intentionally to help us become cleansed. So we can do that. We don't have to go to the forest. We don't have to go to the forest. Our forest is Hare Krishna temple. Still, Prabhupada said we should take prasadam. And not more than required. Not more than required. We should take prasadam, but not more than required. Even for good health, we need to give break to our stomach 2 days in a month. Just to give break. To make the body, which is a machine, Jantra Arudani Mayaya. This machine, to function properly, they should be, we should overhaul the body. Overhauling are 2 days, the currency days in a month. To clean the body from every day, loading. Give break! Overhaul the machine so the machine can function properly. There is a need. Krishna is not a fool to give the 2 days. Krishna gave a currency after deep contemplation. He went to visit Yamaraj and he saw how people are suffering. Krishna started thinking, people are suffering like this in this world. How can I help them? Thinking. Krishna devised a way to bring a currency. A currency is meant to destroy our sins. It is very auspicious. So this day should be fully observed. While we opportunity is given, we should be thinking Just Krishna, thank you for such opportunity you have given to us to get purified. But we're thinking, oh, when is the time to break the fast? When are we going to break the fast? One devotee asked me, of all the fasts, there is a time to, why Ekadasi is more than 24 hours? He's calculating, he didn't calculate how many rounds he's chanting. He has calculated how Ekadasi is longer than 24 hours. That time he knows. How many rounds it takes him to chant 64 rounds, he doesn't know. Why? Why that? We have seen so many people perform austerity. They are not poor people. Austerity is different from starvation. Starvation, you don't have. It's okay, you don't have. So there's nothing to eat. So there's nothing you can do. Austerity means you have everything available for gratifying the senses, but you are willingly giving it up because you know there is something higher I'm looking for. That is austerity. Krishna Pritiye is to please Lord Krishna. What is wrong in pleasing Lord Krishna with our lives? What is wrong with that? Well, the purpose of bhakti is to refine our lives, to reform our lives, to give some transformation so we can have a wonderful life that our services will be pleasing to Lord Krishna. Krishna will be enjoying our services, which is the original idea of Krishna manifesting all of us. It's for his pleasure. Krishna expanded all of us for his pleasure. Staying in the material world, we are denying Krishna this pleasure. To go back, it is very, very necessary. And the process is to do austerity. Austerity, charity, penance. These things, Krishna said, they should never be given up. Never. Even sages should never give up these things. We are practicing renunciation. Krishna said, don't renounce austerity, penance, and charity. Because these are agents of purification. All of these are meant to decrease the fat within the body so that one will not sleep more than desired and will not become inactive and lazy. Inactive and lazy. No taste for the name. No taste for hearing. No taste for devotional service. To give taste, these things are necessary. They are required. So be active in Krishna. Not active in sense gratification, but active in Krishna. Overindulgence in food will cause a man to sleep more than required. This human form of life is meant for austerity. And austerity means controlling sex and food intake, etc. To control the senses. We have to control the senses. Especially to control the tongue. What we eat. We should check what we eat. How we eat. It is necessary. He said here that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to criticize his devotees, his disciples who are fat. The chin is out, the belly is out. Means overeating. But the sign that one is overeating. You should eat less. Why? So that we have more time to chant Hare Krishna. You have more time. The time you will spend, go to toilet, go to bathroom, every 10 minutes, every 20 minutes, every 1 hour. Use that time to chant Hare Krishna. We will benefit ourselves, we will benefit the whole world. That is the duty, to do good to others. Austerity is required. In this way, time can be saved for spiritual activity, and one can purify himself, both externally and internally. Thus, both mind, body and mind can be cleansed by austerity. Questions?
Coming.
Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Krishna.
Thank you so much for awakening slumber. My question is that in ISKCON also, you said Govinda restaurant is there, and even Ekadasi day, outside people comes, so we give non-Ekadasi, because we say people don't like, they are not following, so we should give, because second income also will come, and the reason is that. So, and we have to maintain the temple, that is reality. And so, what one should do?
Why we make Krishna important? Why we should make Krishna important? Why? Why we should make Krishna important? We have to maintain temple. So, if you don't sell grains for 2 days in the morning, this temple will close down? You want me to believe that? That if you don't sell grains for 2 days in a month, this temple will close? Krishna cannot maintain this temple? I would never agree that. I would never agree that this temple will close if you don't sell grains for 2 days. Krishna will maintain this temple. This is his temple. He will maintain it. If you don't sell grains, you have more potency. Because one who does good can never be a failure. Can never be overcome by evil. Can't be a failure. One who does good will always meet with success.
So much dilution is going on, goes in time as passes, and because there's no black and white, just like
there is black and white. Krishna can maintain this temple. This is black and white. Krishna can maintain this temple. If you don't sell grains for 2 days, this temple will not close. That's black and white. We should have faith in Krishna. Faithlessness. It is just faithlessness. Money. Need money? Prabhupada said ISKCON means money. ISKCON means money. That's what Prabhupada said. The Acharya, the founder Acharya, the movement, he said his movement means money. Where's the last verse in Bhagavad Gita? What's the last verse in Bhagavad Gita? Say it inside the mic. Let us hear. Yeah, I want to know, so I'm always asking questions because I want to know. Say it inside the mic. Let everybody hear. Then you tell me what it means.
Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno Yatra Partho Dhanurdara Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Translation. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of mystics, and wherever there is Arjun, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion.
So what is the meaning? What is the meaning of the verse? All of you are scholars. I'm asking you, tell me, what is the meaning of this verse? No. If Krishna is there and the devotee is there, two things, two people. Krishna and devotee. Where there is Krishna and devotee, what will happen in that place? Opulence. So is Krishna is here? Is Krishna is here? Yes. Devotee is here? So, what is the scarcity? What is the scarcity? This is our scripture. We should understand our scripture. This is our scripture. Krishna is speaking to us, where he is and his devotees are, you will find there will be miracles. This is what Krishna is saying. Miracle. So when you remove devotee, one is only Krishna, nothing will work. But the two of them should be together. Krishna and his devotees. Don't you know Prabhupada is the richest person in the whole universe? Huh? Is anyone, do you see anyone who is as rich as La Prabhupada? Where is his factory to make money? Where is his factory? Prabhupada has company somewhere. Huh? Faithlessness. Don't give grains to people. Even if they are eating grain in the house, that is their business. Don't facilitate their sinful life. Otherwise, it's not only grains they eat today, they also eat flesh and take alcohol. So we can do the same thing, give them also. Because that is what they do in their house. So we can give them grains. So give them alcohol as well. Why not? They are taking that in their house. Our business is to do good. Now Krishna said, this foolish person is coming to me. I'm not a fool like this person. So I will not act in the same way. I will act differently. This person is a fool. He's asking me for meaningless thing. But I am intelligent. I'm not a fool. So I will not act exactly like a fool. I will act according to my position. So this person, I will not give him what he's asking. I will purify him and give him something better. That is the duty of devotees. To give something which other people cannot give, Krishna. That is our business. How can we benefit the world by observing a Ekadasi? Very good. How many Prabhupadas we have in this world? How many Prabhupadas we have in this world? One. Did he affect the whole world? Eh? The Prabhupada shook the whole world with his bhakti? Eh? Yes. So if he become a pure devotee, what will happen? The whole world will be purified. What is the difference between or similarity between austerity and penance? Austerity requires, austerity is gross. Gross. You have to, it is best practice as Christians. Christian, we do this penance. Penance. This is, this is Bible word. Penance. Penance means what? You do some good things. Do some good things for people. Giving clothes to people. You can plant a tree for people. You can give free education to people. This is penance. And austerity, austerity means you have to discipline your own body directly. Both the body, the mind, and our intellect has to be disciplined to the advance in Krishna consciousness. Even after hearing, sometimes determination goes down. What do I do? You should hear more. More hearing. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur said, when devotees hear, anyone who hears will practice it. And if you are practicing something regularly, you will get purified and improve it. It will not go down. It will go down when we are not doing it nicely. So you want to have determination? Stay with devotees who are determined. Or do activities which are called determined. The Prabhupada said, this is chapter 9, text 14, purport. Certain days are called determined. Ekadasi. So observe Ekadasi. You have determination. Because purity will come from doing austerity. Should we mix all Maha Prasadam as Prabhupada said? Else we become choosy in selecting what we take and eat. A lot of it. One day, devotees were being served prasadam, and Srila Prabhupada was there. So this devotee, he likes gulab jamun. So, when he this is his favorite. But when they put on his plate, he said, no, no. They put on his plate, he said, no, no, no. He said, no, no, no. So Prabhupada were looking at him. So he said, why you refuse gulab jamun? He said, Prabhupada, I'm performing austerity. Because I like gulab jamun, so I'm doing austerity. So I can be purified. Prabhupada said, no, take gulab jamun. And in Nectar of Devotion, Sri Rupa Goswami said, the food we like best, we should offer that to Krishna. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. The food you like best, offer that to Krishna. Because eventually we'll get purified by eating the nicest prasadam. You'll get purified. And what knowledge, then you can give it up. Not just we give it up and still thinking, should I take it? People are looking at me, should I take? That is repression. Repression is not good. Has austerity gone down in ISKCON over the years? Yes! Some devotees say it is due to what? Risk of devotee care. How to understand? It is not risk. It is not. It is actually, it is devotee care. That people, devotees are trained not to eat too much. Prabhupada says we should not eat more than required. That is devotee care. we care for devotees. We don't want the devotee to overeat, but eat moderately. It is care. It's not bad. Many devotees, majority of devotees in this con doesn't like to hear austerity. But I must tell you the truth. I must tell you the truth. Even if you like it, don't like it, but I must tell you the truth. The way you are eating, your advancement will be very slow. The way you are eating, your advancement will be very slow. Is distributing Mahaprasad on the currency sinful? We have discussed it already. Yes, it is sinful. We repeated it many times. It is sinful. Austerity is in past. If I understand, austerity is very, very important. And we should do it. If you want to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, if you want to make advancement, check the quantity of food you are eating every day. If you want to make advancement, to check the quantity of food you are taking every day, even though it is prasada. Please check the quantity and the quality of the food you are eating. Most of our food are junk food, although it is prasada. They are not fit for consumption. We are eating. All the fried things you are eating, it is good for the tongue, not for the belly, not good for the health. Not good for Krishna consciousness. As youth, the age of 28 years, eating meal and milk, I'm sorry, I don't understand. So many times I have service for 6 to 8 hours on the Ekadasi, so I find little difficult to fast and chant. So, no problem, eat. Eat so you can have strength to do your service. How to increase austerity in our life? As when I started to do austerity, pride comes. Yes, there are two things. There are two things. Knowledge and austerity. These two things have two sides. If you have so much knowledge, naturally you'll be proud. And if you perform austerity, naturally also you'll be proud. But that is the wrong side. One who has true knowledge must be humble. And one who is performing austerity for the purpose of pleasing Krishna will be humble, because the heart will be purified. But when we do these things just to make a show, the heart will not be cleansed. Then pride will come. One who eats 3 times a day is called rogi. Say rogi. One who eats 2 times a day, bogi. One who eats 1 a day, yogi. Which of the three, which one is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita? Which of the three recommended in Bhagavad Gita? Yogi. Krishna says, in all circumstances, be a yogi. So we should be yogi, not how do I overcome the false ego? Develop humility and forgiving. Natural. Even if I'm eating very less, sleeping early, still I feel sleepy, inattentive in japa. What to do? If you feel sleepy, stand up and chant, not sit down. Stand up and chant. How to control false ego? You should do service, more services. And you should serve our seniors, our juniors, and our equals. You should do service. That service will bring our ego down because we get purified. How to control eating habit? How to control sweet? I eat a lot of sweet. In fact, I eat only sweet. But I have no complaint. Srila Prabhupada made one devotee. And not a devotee. In the morning walk, so he saw one man. He went to him and said, "Do you have your teeth? Do you have your teeth?" He said, "No, I don't have my teeth because I eat a lot of sweet." Prabhupada said, "I also eat a lot of sweet, but I have my teeth." What is Krishna consciousness inside? This thing, Prabhupada did. What is Krishna consciousness inside? You're talking about teeth and sweet. What is Krishna consciousness inside? Prabhupada is telling him you live irregular life. You have a very bad habit. That is why you don't have your teeth. I don't have irregular life. I live a regulated life. I have all my teeth. All and eating sweet. I have all my teeth. Try it for austerity, but it fails. Malaya Dwaj here, he maintained his austerity. We mentioned why. What was the motivation of his austerity? He knows the goal. Krishna. The goal is Krishna. Because he knows Krishna and he wants to attain Krishna, therefore he maintained his determination. Even though it was not easy, but he maintained it because he knows the goal. So if we know the goal of Krishna consciousness, why we are doing this austerity, what do we hope to achieve? It's something important. We have the strength and the interest to do it. And please, don't think that you will not be challenged if you do this. You have a lot of challenges. So many quotes your God brothers, God sister will give to you not to do the austerity. So many. So determination is required. If to have the determination, you should know the goal. Is gross austerity or austerity for body like Govardhan Parikrama needed? Yes. Yes. Sanatana Goswami, he does every day. Govardhan Parikrama, every day, not once a while. Every day he was doing it. Why? And when Prabhupada was just few days to leave the body, just only few days to leave the body, he was determined to go for Govardhan Parikrama. Heavy, heated argument. No, his body is too frail to go for this. So much discussion. Eventually, they still met the palanquin to carry him. He's there in his room in Vrindavan. Why? Because it is not just a physical exercise. This purifies the devotees. Govardhan is special. Govardhan is a special devotee. So special. What is so special about devotee Govardhan? The purpose of Govardhan appearing or existence is to facilitate Krishna's pastimes. That's the purpose of Govardhan. So such a dear person to Krishna, to circumambulate him, is very, very purifying, very powerful. So we should do it. We should do it regularly. Most of Krishna's wonderful pastimes are performed at the base of Govardhan. Like lifting the head. That's a different thing. I'm talking about the thing Krishna did by Govardhan. So many pastimes Krishna did by Govardhan. Which one? Okay, Radha Kun Samakon, very good. Dangat, yes. Kusum Sarovara, yes. Govind Kun is yes. Yes, Manasi Ganga, very good. Manasi Ganga. What again? There are many, so many things Krishna did. Apsara Kun, yes. Yes, there are many. Rasa Lila, yes. Davali Kun, yes. Very good, very good. So many. Varsasura, where is he killed? By the base of Govardhan. And many. Gauri Tirtha, where is Gauri? Gauri Tirtha is there in the place. And what? Dana Parvartana, Nirvartana is also there. Just there. There's so many. So when you do Parikrama, you know what they're doing? You are circumambulating all these wonderful personalities. Complete. This is auspicious. It should be done. When we have preaching program, then it becomes late and have to take late prasadam. Should we not keep principle of compassion? This is not compassion. It's not compassion. It's uncontrolled senses. If you have to eat, take only fruit and milk. Don't eat heavy food. It's not compassion. If it is compassion, it should make them a pure devotee. I think it should finish because this will be the last one, please. Don't send again. I'm going to keep you late. Eating one time, yogi. Yes. artificial expression is not good. What should I do? Which Japa book should I read first? Which Japa book should I read first? There's no rule. Anyone is okay. Anyone, such another Maharaj has one. Very good, very, very good. So read that. This one we're reading, Japa, every day. Very, very good. Oh, very powerful. Many. It's anyone you can read. You should read. There's no rule for anyone to read first. Just read. But the thing is that we should read attentively, we should concentrate fully. If deity Mahaprasad is kept for next day on a Ekadasi, it will be spoiled. Who told you that? Who told you? Keep it in the fridge. For the most part. You mentioned that where there is Krishna and devotee, there is opulence. But many times, devotees are materially poor. Srivas Pandit, he was working? Srivas Pandit, was he working? How was he getting money to do all the festival he was doing every day in his house? How was he getting the money? How was he getting the money to do the festival he was doing? How? It's devotion for Krishna. It's devotion. It's devotion for Krishna and provide everything. If you have bhakti, you get everything. You get everything. Everything will come to one who has bhakti. Because bhakti will make Krishna to stay. And when Krishna stays, everything is there. Everything is there. This faith you should have. If you don't have this faith, you will not make progress in our Krishna consciousness. It will make Krishna, incapable person. Food offered to Lord Krishna. Good, tasty. Prasadam is so tasty. So it is. The senses want to gratify more prasad. What is the correct perception of prasad? Prasadam is tasty. Yes, it should be tasty. It should be good because it is offered to Krishna. It is prepared for Krishna. It is tasty, we should eat. But don't take more than required, Prabhupada said. Don't take more than required. Take what is required. Take what is required means what to keep the body. Sense control. We should control the senses. A courtesy Lord Krishna offer boga. Lord Krishna has offered boga made from grains. So what we should... What Maha Prasada of deities or Ekadasi. Please keep it for the next day. Krishna doesn't have to observe Ekadasi. We have to observe Ekadasi because we need purification. Krishna doesn't need purification. Keep the Prasada for the next day. Recently, Lord Bharata Raj came out of water after 40 years. So many of our devotees went to take darshan. But because of that, services suffered in the temple. And when we don't go, they say that you don't have bhav. So, as a brahmachari, what is our duty? Please. to go and see deity, that is not seeing. That is not actually what is meant for going to see the deity. if you do the service for deity, is what? If you do the service that pleases deity, you won't see the deity. Krishna will see us. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati say we should not see Krishna, we should let Krishna see us by our sincere service. That's very important. How to understand the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he fed devotees up to neck? Yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fed devotees up to the neck. That very place, the very place Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeding devotees up to the neck, he told Raghunath Das Goswami, don't eat to the neck like these people. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knows us, he knows where we are. So lazy people eat to the neck. But advanced devotee, he told him, don't eat like them. Don't eat like them. He referring to those who are eating up to neck. Raghunath, don't eat like these people. Don't dress like them. Don't talk like them. You should live in Vrindavan and serve and Krishna in their mind every day. He didn't give that instruction to everybody because he knows that not everybody is on that level. He's reciprocating according to our levels. What is ideal diet for devotees? Eat simple food. Simple. It's mentioned here. Chapati is not mentioned here. Is it mentioned here? Rasagula is mentioned here? Don't worry. Don't worry. Eat your food. Big question. Should we institutionalize austerity and force devotees to be austere? No, don't do that. Don't do that. Follow what Chaitanya did, as we just said now. Ordinary people eat to the neck, but advanced devotees don't eat to the neck. When austerity is institutionalized and forced, don't force, it's not by force. We should not force. Don't force. Because love is not by force. You cannot force someone to love you. Not by force. We use some chemical flavors in boga for taste and color. Is it correct? That means we are not good cooks. We are bad cooks. We are not good cooks. A good cook will never use artificial things. You use original things, organic things to cook for Krishna, not artificial. Bad cook, so we have to do so many things to me. It is wrong. Also, some prepared things are cooked like papad, pickles, sewa, pasta, bread. Rupa Goswami said the food could be prepared by non-devotees are not fit for the deities. Nectar of devotion. Check. The food prepared by non-devotees should not be offered to Krishna. But Krishna is not a hungry man. He eats the love of his devotees. So cook your love for Krishna, not... Is eating too much sweet bad for advancing in bhakti? Is it okay to eat sweet once a week or should it be less? It's according to your advancement in Christian consciousness. According to your advancement in Christian consciousness, you can see if you should eat less, if you eat more, but it's good to eat less. Sometime when Srila Prabhupada had appetite, then he will eat at night also. Srila Prabhupada eat 3 times a day to something. Yes, Srila Prabhupada is 3 times. He is Mahabhagwat. He is Mahabhagwat. He can eat 10 times, no problem. We are not on his level, so eat not more than required. When Prabhupada eats 3 times, do you see that he failed one day in translating and composing his Bhagavatam? One day he failed? Did he complain, oh, today this headache, I cannot translate? No, I cannot travel today because I'm too sick. Did he say that, do that? Everything was systematically done every day. Even if one is falling, he will still go on money walk every day and wherever he is. Can we do that? It is said to be awake on the Ekadasi day till midnight. If you can do that and still do your service without difficulty, it's good. If it will disturb your service, don't do it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.